After Florida lawmakers last year formally apologized for the atrocities that occurred at Dozier, it struck a chord with Jerry Cooper.
We as the White House boys are grateful. It took 10 years, but we are grateful, and it means so much to us that for that to have happened.
Cooper is the president of the so-called White House Boys, a group of former wards of the school who say they suffered abuse at the hands of Dozier staffers in Marianna. Some say they received bloody beatings, while others say they were brutally raped in a building known as the White House. Others at Dozier's second campus in Okeechobee say the same. Those who did not survive the abuse were buried in unmarked graves uncovered several years ago by University of South Florida researchers. Of the remains found, only a few were identified through DNA. It's why Cooper says he's glad he was placed on a task force in 2016 to help create a memorial to remember those not identified as well as rebury them as well.
I want to thank also the state officials that I have worked with on the reinterment of the young boys that could not be identified at Dozier. And I think 6 out of 55 have only been identified through DNA. We, as the White House boys, are the only family that these kids have now, and we don't even know their names.
Now, in the next chapter of the Dozier saga, Cooper says he's backing a new bill by St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Rusan, who filed the formal apology bill in the Florida Senate last year.
It was a powerful moment when this apology passed unanimously by the entire chamber. Senate Bill 1780 is the next step in their quest for justice.
So what does this bill do? Rusan calls it the Arthur G. Dozier School and Okeechobee School Abuse Victim Certification Act.
This bill will provide an opportunity for boys who attended the Florida Reform Schools in the 1940s through the early 1970s and who were subjected to physical and or sexual violence by staff to submit an application to the state of Florida for a victim certification process.
Applications sent in by victims must be submitted to the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, which oversaw the former Dozier facilities. Applications must be submitted by October 1st of this year, and DJJ will have until February of next year to complete the review.
Any applicant who meets the requirements will be certified as a victim of Florida Reform School abuse. We believe this certification process will provide the legislature with a clearer picture of who the living victims are, those who yet walk amongst us, living with physical and psychological injuries, so that we as policymakers can make an informed decision in a future legislature about any claims relief.
As a funeral director, Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley says he's glad the legislature is not only able to help the deceased victims, but those still living as well.
You know, my entire adult life has been about helping families properly and dignified way honor those who come before and endure things in life and the hardships and heartaches of their time and injustices. And I certainly want to be a part of that. And it's with a sad heart that such a thing should need to happen. And but it's with a joyful heart that it can still happen, even if it takes a while.
And while he voted in favor of the bill, Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley says he's not sure the bill gives DJJ officials enough time to process the applications. According to Rusan's bill, DJJ must notify the applicant of its certification decision within 5 business days after processing and reviewing the application.
I want to make sure that as it moves through the process, that this process is true to the vision of making sure that every part of the record is done thoroughly with academic support and with integrity. And so I look forward to having continued discussions and supporting this bill today with all those like myself who are very concerned about making sure that we recognize what happened here and handle it correctly.
And Roussan says he's willing to work with Bradley to ensure a much smoother certification process. And after passing the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, the measure has two more stops before heading to the floor. Meanwhile, its House companion measure has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.